fish all over western Syria, Latakia, Banias, Damascus. The fishermen would split the money, with Abdulrahman and Ahmed bringing their share home. Their father had passed away the year before, and their mother was of fragile health and mind, so all funds they earned fishing went toward the welfare of the house they shared with 10 siblings. Abdulrahman and Ahmed didn't care much about the money, though. They would have done it for free. 34 years later, and thousands of miles west, Abdulrahman Zaytun was in bed on a Friday morning, slowly leaving the moonless Jable night, a tattered memory of it caught in a morning dream. He was in his home in New Orleans, and beside him he could hear his wife Kathy breathing, her exhalations not unlike the shushing of water against the hull of a wooden boat. Otherwise, the house was silent. He knew it was near 6 o'clock, and the peace wouldn't last. The morning light usually woke the kids once it reached their second-story windows. One of the four would open his or her eyes, and from there, the movements were brisk, the house quickly growing loud.